It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Summer McStravick, you are tuned in to Flow Dreaming live right now. At least, well, it could be not live, depending on where you are, where I am right now. It is live. Maybe you're listening on the archive, though, through contacttalkradio.com, where you can find all of the shows. And we are implementing a few little changes there that will allow you to email shows to each other, to send them up to StumbleUpon or Dig This or any of those places. So if you're pretty savvy with the internet, you might enjoy the new, what's going to be happening soon with the archives there. If you are tuning in through your podcast, through iTunes, hello to all of you there as well. Well, my name, as I said, is Summer McStravick. I've been doing this show for going on, 5 years now, exploring different facets of this thing that I call the flow. This way of looking at life, it's a way of approaching life that puts me in the driver's seat instead of allowing everything to simply happen to me. It grew, of course, out of the movement of manifesting, the resurgence of that that came about, a few years ago when The Secret became big. I've been doing this myself and teaching about it before that. But I'm happy that it's really come into the mainstream as a result of that, and that so many more people have become interested and have said, oh, you mean this, there's something to this? What is it? So I teach you how to manifest in this show. I teach you how to work with the energies of life. It's sort of education-based. It's a little bit, I hope, entertaining as well. I take your calls. In fact, I'll give you the number right now, 877-230-3062. And most importantly, every show I try to slip in a little flow dream that we can experience together to really get you in the habit of doing this and thinking this way about yourself and your life. I also have a website that's a great resource for you to go to, flowdreaming.com. You're going to find what I call the online learning library. It's kind of a blog-based library where I add articles from time to time about different topics and experiences that I've had that I wanted to share with you. Actually, I put a lot of exciting things up there. The latest version of Flow Mojo, the web TV show, you can get a link to that through the website, or you can go to vibrancetv.com. The latest show is now up, and I'm afraid to say I may have humiliated myself for all time on that program at the urging of my very own mother. I joke with her that it's like reverse peer pressure. She gets me to do things that no sane person should do on camera. So you can go check that out at vibrancetv.com. Big thing coming up this very weekend, February 13th, the annual Valentine's Day in the Flow class. I just do this course once a year. It's about an hour-long class, small group, and we focus on relationships. We focus on love. We focus on bringing in that person that we have been looking for, that ideal and perfect partnership for ourselves. Or we work on a relationship you already have. Maybe you want to deepen it, grow it, expand it, take it someplace that it hasn't yet reached. Maybe you're in a relationship that has been under stress and you need to reopen intimacy. You need to reopen communication. So we work on all of those different things as we go into the flow together. And I do it with Venus Andrecht, of course, who's also a really wonderful psychic medium, empath, like myself. And she and I get in there with you and really stir things up in that old love life of yours. So you can find that information at flowdreaming.com. Just go under workshops and classes and check it out. If you're listening to this in the archives, you'll see what other, whatever other classes I happen to have going on. Still thinking about scheduling that retreat this year, as we did last year. Have not pinpointed the time and place, though I know some of you have been asking. Anyway, a few more things to let you know about as we move into the show, but I'd like to get into the topic for the day. The topic for today, of course, you can guess, it's love. It's love, sweet love. And the people in our lives that we love and adore and care about and cherish. I get letters every day, all year long, about relationships. It's not just letters about manifesting things. You know, people don't want just money or cars or houses. A lot of our life, in fact, for me, the most important area of life is relationships, because that's where we really have our experiences. That's where we really engage with other people. And that is what we savor most, I think, at the end of our lives. Those people we knew, the children we may or have brought into the world, the partners that we've had and loved, and the family that we cared about. And so a lot of the questions are often about, what do I do with this family member or my partner? I want to help them, or I want to bring them into the flow. They need something from me. I'm not sure what it is. You know, I have a teenager and I don't know what to do, or I have a young child and I want to bring him up right. I have a parent who has never understood me or accepted me, no matter how hard I've tried. I have a brother who was always needing something from me and I could never say no. I have a boyfriend who is never really committing to me or comes and goes, and I don't know what this means. All of these things have to do with other people's flows of energy. Get right back to square one, where I talk about how we are all beings of energy, fundamentally. We are all webs of energy coming together to look like people for the purpose of having an experience here in life, one thing right after another in sequence, in this wonderful thing called time that allows us to do this. Well, we have relationships in this thing called time, and it's very funny. It's different than the relationships that I believe we have outside of time, outside of our bodies, with our greater selves. Where if you need to communicate something, it's instant, it's clear, it's encompassing. There's no words to stumble over. There's no things to get, you know, behind on or misunderstood. We are more transparent in our greater selves. And yet, when we're here in our bodies and we are having to windmill through life and try and handle all these things from this very limited perspective, we find that our relationships become much more challenging, or you could say interesting. They're interesting. Look at it that way. Your feelings, the happiness or the despair you feel, is a result of the level or the depth of interest in the relationship. So if you're having an argument, or if you're having difficulty with someone, the argument or the difficulty is the thing. You are the one experiencing the feelings as a result of it. And this is all because we're here in our bodies having to do things plod, one at a time, taking days to get one simple thing clear, or months, or even a lifetime. And this is what we do to grow ourselves, expand ourselves, to have a different kind of experience than simply having everything always there for you as it is outside of our physical selves. And I'm sure that even though you might be saying, oh, now you're trying to make it sound so sweet and happy when it's really so miserable, I'm trying to pull you back and say, you know what, it is sweet and happy. It is something still to cherish, every kind of relationship, every little taste, every little morsel that you have is still something to cherish. But you don't have to be unhappy. That's what we do in the flow. This is where we go in and smooth things out, clear things out, open them, widen them, make it easier for us to understand each other, communicate on more than just the level of words or misunderstood emotion. When I work with people in the flow, for instance, let's say I'm doing a private reading with someone. I am in a relationship with that person at that moment. It is a relationship of mind to mind, of flow to flow. I am looking inside them. I'm basically taking a sketch of their whole being, where they've been, where they are, where they're going. It's like It's like plunging your hands into some dough. You feel what they're like, what they think like, what they, how they do things. And then often the person will say, well, can you look into this other person for me? And then it's like two pieces of a puzzle coming together. Oh, okay, click. And then I see both of them in the interaction as they habitually, normally do it. Because it's all there. All that information is residing around you all the time in your flow. When you are going into your flow personally and you say, well, I'd like to do this myself. I want to bring someone I care about into the flow. I have something I want to work out with them. Or heck, maybe I'm totally happy right now and things have never been better. And I just want to give them that little extra warmth, that little extra heartfelt something. I want them to really feel my love coming from me to them. This is all so possible and so real within flow energy. And it's like an incredible reinforcement to all the things that we do in our life. It is the glue behind everything. And when you get into your flow and you do this, you are reinforcing, making that wall stronger, more earthquake proof, if you will. This is how flow energy, if you work with it with your loved ones, strengthens relationships, opens relationships, clears relationships. Something I commonly do with people, again, like in private readings or on, you know, when I work with you, when you call in on this radio program, for instance, is I will look into someone and their partner and they'll say, well, you know, if I just knew, if I just could understand, if I could just, if we could just talk through this, if, you know, whatever it is, it has to do with some sort of communication that's just not getting through. And I say, well, you know what? If it's not possible right now to talk to this person face to face and really get it through, what it is you want to communicate, I say, let's open the door in the flow first. Let's use the energy inside of us, the energy that we are, our greater selves, this aura of energy that we are, this flow of being that we are, to put the suggestion there, to have the conversation there first and prime the pump. So in our physical lives, it is so much easier for it to come out. I do this all the time, by the way, with people, with things I want to have happen. It's a principle of manifesting. You go in, you feel. This is, for those of you who are new to the show, there's something called flow dreaming, name of the show that I do. There's three really critical parts to it that make it what it is. The one is this awareness of flow, which I've been sort of alluding to. The other is your strong, focused emotion. And the other is simply a technique of guided daydreaming. You bring these three parts in. You begin to work and talk with somebody in the flow. You begin to lay down that conversation in the flow before you have it in the physical. And you find that things just start happening for you. Life just sort of opens up in this relationship. They end up calling you. You end up seeing each other. Someone just happens to say something that naturally leads to this other thing that you've wanted to talk about for so long. In other words, the door is open. The cookie sheet gets greased. Everything is just smoother and easier. That is one of the best, most wonderful qualities of flow. You know what flow is when you experience the more typical form? You get caught up in something. Time disappears. You are just sailing along with what you're doing. Everything is clicking. Everything is going right. You feel like you are in the groove. This is a real thing. It is a real state of being, and it is not just something you fall into occasionally due to some mental process. This is the river of us, the river of our life. We should always be in to one degree or another. It is a place of immense information. Everything that you want to know about is there for you in your flow. All the people that you interact with, they are all in their flows, interacting, intermingling with your flow. When we get back from our break, I'm going to take you into the flow and I'm going to bring you there with any of your loved ones that you want to invite to come with. And we're going to open ourselves, express ourselves, say things, and share feelings, and just generally spread some love around, even to those relatives, to those people that we've had difficulty with. we're still going to give love. And what we're going to find is things shift, things change. Imagine when you I'm a mom, so a lot of my analogies are mom kind of analogies. You know, you have a bathtub filled with floating toys and you toss one more toy in and all the other toys have to move and shift to make place for that one toy. This is what happens when you pour love onto a situation. All the other things have to be displaced, have to move to accept that love. And where they move to is often much better than where they started out. So, going to a break, coming right back. Stay with me for some more Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick.
Hi, it's Summer, but on break. And I know that some of you are still wondering, what is flow dreaming and what is me school? Because I refer to both of these quite a bit in my podcast. Me school is a transformational program. It's a gorgeous and deeply revealing, empowering online school worldwide where I teach you how to remodel your life in any way you choose using the technique of flow dreaming, as well as a bunch of other deeply powerful life-changing processes. So Me School is either enrolling or it's accepting names onto the wait list. And that means that I'm accepting students who work with me for the year, and you can learn how to do what I do in life, the way I think, the way I build things, make things, heal things. Everything I talk about, you will learn directly from me how to do. You're going to create some amazing things. My Me Schoolers, their lives change way beyond the norm. And you don't even have to be a superstar when you go in. Some of you are, and you're ready to go bigger, play in that bigger field. And some of you are just saying, hey, help, what's next? Where should I go? And both are fine. Both are great. If you're ready to go big, but you know that you need to deepen your own spiritual practice and your personal growth, because that's where it all comes from, right? Then this is where you need to be. Your life only grows as big as you do. So here's what to do. Go on over to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. And during these enrollment periods, you can actually set up a free phone call with me or my staff. And we'll talk about it. Is it a fit? Is it interesting? During waitlist times, we just put you on a list of people who've expressed interest so we can notify you as soon as the doors open. All right. I look forward to hearing from you and even more to getting to know you as one of my personal students in Me School. Now, let's get back to the episode.
Hello, I'm Summer McStravick. This is Flow Dreaming. Today's topic is love, 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 sweet love. What it means in the flow. What's it like when we exchange love kind of energy with each other? Some of you who've listened for a long time have heard me talk about how with my children, for instance, I want to really attune them to understand emotions as energy. I think it's really important to teach that young, that emotions are not something that you simply need to stifle or keep a hold of, but that they're real and they're powerful and they're tools. And you can sense them. You can feel them, not just inside you, but as a tangible kind of thing that you use. It's a component of flow dreaming. You use this emotion as a tool to shape your life. In fact, the back of one of my books, Creative Flow Dreaming, has a whole list of emotions and their uses, what they do, what the emotion of joy does, what the emotion of gratitude does, what the emotion of ownership does, all kinds of feelings that you can employ to help you describe and feel and have what it is you're out to get. So with my son, something that I do with him, he's still quite young, so he still lets me hold him and snuggle. I'll hold him and I'll put my heart up against his and say, "Do you feel the energy of my love, my heart, going into your heart?" I said, "Do you feel my love coming out of me and going into you?" And he gets really still and he gets really focused. And sometimes he says yes and sometimes he says no. And we play and we laugh and I say, "Okay, I want to feel yours now." So he'll send me some of his love. And it's a way of helping them realize that, you know, when you're feeling something around anyone else, other people can feel this too. When you are feeling anxious, when you are feeling jealous, when you are feeling angry, when you are feeling bitter, when you are feeling warm, when you are feeling open, these feelings don't just sit inside you, inside your own body. They radiate out from you. They move into that swish of energy that's all around us. And everyone picks them up. Oh, I see how she's feeling. And we say, "Oh, well, part of it might be our animal instincts. It's our pheromones and our body posture and the minute expressions that cross our face." Yes, it's all of those things and more. And when you are feeling something, it's really important to remember that, because you may think that you are doing so good at hiding everything, but really, everyone around you who has any understanding can pick it up and feel it. Okay, we're going to go into Flow Dream shortly, but first of all, I wanted to mention I have another new thing on my website. It is my Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To CD. I just sent out a newsletter recently with a little article in it about what happens when you use the flow or go into the flow as you fall asleep, because it turns out a lot of people have been doing this. And they'll email and say, "I just love to listen to your CDs as I fall asleep." And I think, "My God, I get so hyped up and emotional in these CDs, you know, bringing you all along with me. How could you possibly fall asleep to that?" But it is the quality of the information, the message that people are paying attention to, the feeling of moving into this place, moving into this wonderful river of good experiences where everything works out and becomes easy for you. That's attractive. So I thought, what would happen if I recorded a CD with the sole purpose of drifting you off or getting you off to sleep, and making it so that the sleep is deep, restful, rejuvenating, and filling your mind with really good positive statements about yourself the whole way? What it means is that you are not exactly flow dreaming. Because if you are falling asleep while you do this technique, you are probably not bringing to bear your full focused emotion. Flow dreaming requires emotional intensity. It requires you to really bring it up inside yourself, to stay on the pictures, the feelings, the end result, the finale. Did a great show about the finale of your feelings a few weeks ago. And when you are drifting off, you are in more of a meditative state, more maybe even a mildly self-hypnotic state. Still, if you could complement the flow dreaming, the active flow dreaming you do during the day, with a passive form on your way off to sleep, I got to thinking this could be a very powerful combination. So I'm really excited to hear what people are saying as you have your first experiences with this. I've already gotten actually a few comments come back. Let's see if I can find one or two. Well, if I can't see them in front of me right away, I should just print these, but you know, I try and save paper. So I try to just keep them up on my computer screen. Oh, here is one. I'm going to keep her name anonymous at her request. She says, "I really love, love, love this one. It's 100% positive. I've changed my mind in my sleep a lot of times, so I'm used to sleeping or falling asleep on a CD. And this is a brilliant one. The CD quality is good. 192 MP3. She's referring to the bitrate. Summer's voice is soothing and relaxing. The imagery is colorful and soothing, and it helps you relax and enjoy the very best of your flow. And absolutely every spoken word is 100% positive, so you can just rest and soak it all in. I just started a new job, and because of listening to the CD, I woke up early and well-rested for the new day. Thanks for making this one. Hope you make more. Well, that's just one that has come in. The CD's only been out for a few days, so I'd love to hear your experiences with it. It is downloadable only. Have not actually printed this one. I may eventually to get it up on Amazon, but I sure haven't yet. All right, let's get into our flow together. And then I've got a couple of callers waiting. Again, 877-230-3062. Relationship questions, very much appreciated today. All right, today's flow is going to be about the people we love, bringing them in and feeling wonderful energy toward them and with them. Let's begin by closing our eyes and relaxing our bodies, relaxing all the way through us, all the tight spots, all the tension between our eyes and our jaw, our shoulders. Oh, feel them just sinking down and letting go. Everything that you allowed to settle into the different tension points in your body today. Release it. Release it now. Release your chest. Release your abdomen, letting your stomach out. Allow the body to be calmed, to be quieted, so you can unleash your mind to travel off into your flow, into that great river of yourself, the vast being that you are, the length of you, the age of you, magnificent, ancient, and aware. Just the small part of you focused into this body, into this present time, collecting and enjoying experiences one after another for your pleasure, for your recreation, for your education, because you're interested. And in this place where we all are together, enjoying one another, we formed relationships with other people. And in our flow right now, we see ourselves as if we are floating in a beautiful river of light, light through space. It curves and carries us and guides us without any effort on our part. Because it's moving, we're moving without even trying. Going forward in time, gathering and collecting experiences. This just happens by default. This is just who we are. It's up to us to enjoy them or not enjoy them, whatever we please. Wherever we wish to turn our eyes for whatever kinds of experiences we wish to have. And in this flowing river of light, we say, it's not lonely here, is it? It's very full. Because all the people I love and care about are here with me. In one way or another, in one sense or another. People who may no longer even be here with me in my life, they're still here. Their energy, their awareness. Everyone can be everywhere at once, having many experiences at once in our greater selves. Everyone that you love can be present with you now, in some form, in some way. And you begin to feel these people around you. You may feel one person especially, or a group, or more. And you recognize that this place has no difficulty, there's no arguing, there's no misunderstandings, it's all transparent. You know why people did things or do things. They know why you did or do things. And everyone says, well, I can see that from your point of view. You were doing the best that you could, or all that you knew how. I understand this. And there is nothing to forgive, because once I understand, it's okay. And you feel such relief knowing that everyone is in the same position, the same boat with each other, exactly the same. No one is better, no one is worse, no one is finer, no one is crueler. Everyone, all of us have had varying kinds of reactions and behaviors through our lives. We've had loves, we've had pains, we've done good things, we've done bad things. All of us in the same boat. And because we recognize this, because we understand this, it's very easy to open our hearts and just allow this feeling of love to begin coming up inside of us, pouring through us, bubbling up like bubbles in champagne, bubbling up in us, spilling through us, out into the flow. What happens when this occurs? What happens to all those people around us that we've brought in, the feeling of them? They begin to feel our love. Whatever that love offers to them, to some of them it offers an "I'm sorry." To some of them it offers a "I think you're wonderful." To some of them it offers commitment. To some of them it offers relinquishing. Love takes many forms to fit the different people and the different relationships in our lives. But it's all the same feeling inside of us, the same beautiful bubbling happiness and freedom and love, joy, warmth, closeness, all mingled together. And it makes us feel so happy inside, like everything is good. It is. And so we give our family, we give our friends, we give our partners, we give the people that we don't know, that we may have brought in, that we care about. We give our animal friends, our pets. We give places in the world, anything that's captured our attention, our affection, or our concern. We give that some of our feelings of love, too. There's an endless store. We'll never run out. We could do this all day long, like little volcanoes that go on forever. We send it out around us, and then we say to ourselves, it's time to come back, still feeling this inside of us, this happiness, this pleasure, this feeling of having done something that was good for us and good for someone else. 3, 2, 1. Well, there. How did that make you feel? If you got right into it, if you really brought up that emotion, if you felt yourself in that easy river of flow that is you and your life, you're probably feeling pretty good. And so are a few people around you. Okay, going to a break. When we get back, taking your call, so hold on, looking at Suzanne. I know we'll get to you, Lanise. Hopefully we'll get to you too. Anybody else calling in right now? 877-230-3062. I'm Summer McStravick, and this is Flow Dreaming.
listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Hey, it's Summer again, and we're on a break, but this is where I catch you up on a couple of things that can really help you go much deeper with flow dreaming. First, if you're wondering, how do I flow dream? What is flow dreaming? Then I have a free kit I created to teach you how to be in flow, how to talk to flow, how to manifest in your flow. Go to flowdreaming.com, enter your email there, and you'll get my tutorial on how to do all of this. I also give you a free flow dream to get started with. And this gives you the first step toward creating a freaking awesome life. And it also puts all of the concepts that you're learning in this podcast into context. So pop in your email on my homepage, flowdreaming.com, right now. Why not? We're on break. And I'll send it right to you. Then if you want to go a step further, you can begin expanding your library of flow dreams, which are these emotionally delicious audios that help you grow your power and manifest your future. This is the stuff. This is what we actually work with, how we do it. And they're on all kinds of topics. You can end fear, you can get unstuck or find your perfect career, be seen, get out of debt, find your soulmate, clear your body of toxins. It's just, the list is practically endless. These playlists are very powerful and very effective. In fact, I get emails every day with thank you notes from lottery winners, people who've just gotten married, people who got these huge unexpected bonuses at work, or they've reduced massive amounts of pain or debt, or they've healed themselves either inside or in their body. So please visit the shop at flowdreaming.com and see how you want to begin changing your life. Now, back to the show. I hope you're enjoying Flow Dreaming today. If this is still throwing you, what is this show about? Go to the archives at contacttalkradio.com. You'll find some early programs there where I say exactly what flow is, flow dreaming is. It's not something you do at nighttime. No, 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 not that kind of dreaming. It is not meditation. It's not creative visualization. It is not hypnosis. It capitalizes on your already existent talent to daydream, something that we all do. Again, it uses your emotion. We've touched on that a little bit today. And last of all, this awareness of the underlying energy web of all life. This is what puts this practice in the realm of manifesting practitioners, people who work with any kind of energies. Many, many healing modalities use a kind of flow energy, martial arts, lots of different disciplines tap in, utilize this energy. I just happen to use it in a broader sense for the sculpting of life in general. Quick hello to all my Facebook friends. By the way, I see 142 of you are on chat right now. A few of you have said hi. Hello to Muhammad, Cindy, Dilly, and Kim. Kim, by the way, is a long-time flow dreamer, doing this for years, and she also said she got the flow dreams for sleeping the past week. She's been using the tracks every night and really enjoy it. So relaxing. By the way, I'm reading her chat transcript to me. I think that I associate your voice with good things because I love to flow dream, and I always feel fantastic when I do it. So it was a natural progression to relax into sleep while listening to the new tracks. Well, I'm happy for you, Kim. Thank you. Anyway, I'll be talking more about that CD in a few weeks. I have a release scheduled for a program, a show where I might even play a little bit of it. And this will be the first radio show in history to actually try to put you to sleep. Okay. How about Suzanne in Seattle, Washington? Hi, Suzanne. What's going on in your life today?
Hi, Summer.
Hey.
Thank you for your wonderful energy.
Well, thank you for listening.
You're like a bright light that I turn on when I want to feel good.
Well, good. Runs in my family. I can't claim it as all my own. We're all like this.
Okay, so I am calling about what I like to call the UH. That's the unenlightened husband.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those running around out there in the wild, I hear.
Yeah, totally. Many of my friends have owned these. So I've made a lot of progress with this. I've detached from it a great deal and let it go. And, you know, I know I can't change him, and I work on myself. And as I've done that, I started to see some evidence of, you know, softening. And but I guess the thing is, it's like I have a wish that I could be more of who I really am with him. And he's a,
yeah, that's where I was going with this. How does his behavior make you not be able to do or be what you want?
I would say, like, his fallback habit is to jump to the worst case scenario, and he verbalizes that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just so not part of my reality whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I have a balance between going back and forth between speaking up and saying, you know, this is not how we're going to be.
Right. So instead of saying every single time, you know what, I don't want to hear that right now. I'm very aware of the worst way that this could turn out, but I don't want to focus on that, even though I do take your feelings very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say that every single day of your marriage.
Right. So this is the balance of, you know, speaking up and then staying silent. But I've actually noticed that when, you know, I do a lot of staying silent, but when I get to the point where I can't take that anymore and I just kind of have one of those little, you know, hissy fits, and
right,
it can sometimes be very, very effective. And I do it in the best possible way I can. But, you know, we've moved a lot of energy between us that way, where I just put my foot down and say, you know,
I don't want to hear this anymore.
Yeah, I'm not. That's how I'm living. And you married me, and here I am. Yeah.
You. I mean, your question is funny because it's probably way more common than you realize.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it's not so much. It's like the wife wants to go and push forward and think new thoughts and try new things and try on new ways of thinking or behaving. And the husband says, this is silly. The variation is, this is silly. This is dumb. I'll let you indulge for a little while. Or other husbands are saying, well, you can do that, but you're not being a realist. You better get back in my camp before the world falls down around you. I'll be here to catch you when it does, by the way. Kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of variations that go along that, that way. You know, the way I would deal with this, and it's funny because my husband is very supportive, and he and I have been together for 23 years. He's very supportive of me, and yet he has very different beliefs about life than me. And we've had many, many long discussions about this. I say to him, well, what do you really think about me if you think that I believe in something that's untrue to you? I said, do you still respect me for this? And that's what it comes down to me. Do you respect me for my beliefs, even if you don't share them? And if the respect is there, then I think you are on good, solid ground. So even if your husband is saying things like, oh, this is not going to work out, you're just being a Pollyanna, you know, why are you trying to be optimistic when you know it's really going to go this way? At a certain point, if you say, honey, you think and feel however you want, allow me, you know, give me the respect that I can do the same thing. And it's not having a hissy fit. It's just more like commanding an understanding between the two of you.
Right.
Allow me to think and feel however I want. And like you pointed out, he married you because he loved you for something. And I have seen often that the very thing that the man marries the woman for over time is what he starts to give her trouble about. He probably married you because he liked that you were a little different. He liked that independence. He liked that you didn't think like all the other girls he met. And reminding him of that may go far for you.
That's true. Sometimes my heart wishes that he would make a bigger quantum leap faster.
Mm-hmm.
and that I would be able to share more with him this way. And
you know, he may or may not catch up. If I, you know, looking at him now, he frankly just doesn't have a whole lot of interest there.
Truly.
It doesn't have anything to do with his soul or his advancement or any of that kind of stuff. He just doesn't have a lot of interest there. You share different interests. And so for him to make that leap, you know, he always is more going to stand back and watch you do your thing. As long as he does it respectfully. I think that's where you guys are going to end up being.
That's great.
Okay, Suzanne, thanks for that really good question. I know there's a lot of people, a lot of ladies out there going, yeah. I know that man. I know him well.
Oh, my girlfriend, yeah.
But you know what? I do, too. So that was kind of an interesting mix of shared experiences. Okay, Suzanne, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Sure. Hi. Lanice, you're calling from Tennessee. What's up in your life today? Lanice, are you with me? Hi.
Well, I'm kind of having like the same situation as the previous caller, but only I'm dating.
Mm-hmm.
Keep running into men who do not see eye to eye with me, and I think on a spiritual level, and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering.
You're wondering what about them?
Yeah,
you know you're not going to keep dating them if you're feeling, because what I'm picking up from you right off the bat is you really do need that spiritual match. It's not just, it's almost like a passionate thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what, there's like a, like if you don't get my heart, honey, if you don't get my spirituality, you don't get my heart. That's your feeling. And the men that you've been encountering have been, I don't want to say lightweight, but just sort of flighty when it comes to that, or not as deep as you are. You have a lot of depth in you. You know that about yourself?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Like,
deep.
I can't meet anybody who can meet me on that level or even close to it, even if I think that they are. The more they get to know me, they end up getting mad at me for not being able to change me.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't think you have to, when I look at them and the way that they want to change you, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't get involved in that.
No,
what I'm trying to say is you've done the right thing by not staying with these guys. Because I'm just sort of feeling around, feeling through your flow, getting a sense for what you've had, and nobody is quite coming up to the level. You know, it's like I get this picture of some people, it's like holding a limbo, what do you call it, limbo stick? Is it limbo?
And
you know, it's raised up there, and these guys keep trying to reach it, and they're just not getting it. They're not reaching you. You know what I want to do? We've only got a couple minutes left, Lanice. I'm going to give you, you need to talk to my mom, by the way. Her name is Venus Andrex. She's got the Dear Venus show on Contact Talk Radio. She does something called the Love Mojo. You need that right now. But I'm going to do something with you in the flow. If you want to close your eyes for just a moment and begin to feel yourself floating and warm, it's like a warm spring water, like you're in the hot springs. And it's just carrying you. It's floating you along. And you felt very alone in this place for a while. And you look around and you see all these other people and they're all paired off. And you said, but you know, it just makes me feel even more alone when I see them. But I'm not. Because if I look around, there are men who are like me. They are there. I know that they are. I've just been in the wrong places. I've been looking in the wrong direction. They have been looking at me, and they have not been the right ones. And so I lift myself up out of the springs a little bit as I float along, and I begin really looking around, and I begin shining. I begin showing myself like a light just beaming out of me in all directions. And I state this, it's almost like a challenge to my flow. I say, you know what? I know you guys are out there. And it's time for us to meet. I'm ready to do the next level. I've been through all the flyweights, and now I'm moving on to you guys who get me, who get my level, who get my depth. And you're not dramatic. It's not that way. I'm just deep. I'm really connected. And I want that deep, strong connection with one of you. And it's like we're stirring up the energies. It's like the water starts to bubble a little bit more. We can really feel how it is coming back at us, how it's responding to us. It's like we put out this request, this challenge, and it's being matched. It's being matched. It's being agreed to. And your flow is going to bring it into you. And you're going to find yourself meeting one or more people who match this description. Stable, solid, committed, not dramatic, but deep, with heart. All right, that's the kind of person I see for you, Lanice.
That's what I'm looking for.
Did you feel it? I know.
Thank you very much.
I can feel you. And the reason I said more than one is because I feel there's more than one right now, that you will have choices coming up for you. All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day to you, okay?
You too. And what'd you say about your mom? Where is she?
She's also on Contact Talk Radio. She has a show called Dear Venus. It's on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock Pacific. So what's that in Tennessee? Like 3 o'clock maybe?
Tuesday.
Check her out. Yeah,
Dear
Tuesdays.
Venus.
Dear Venus, she is great. She does the Love Mojos. I can't describe them. You've got to hear one.
Okay, I'll check it out next Tuesday.
Okay, Lanice, thanks for
your
call.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. And this wraps up our show today. Love, 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 sweet love. I have loved being with all of you, as I do every week on this program. I hope you'll join me not just next week for another episode, but on VibranceTV.com, where I'm now doing the bi-weekly, that's two times a month, Flow Mojo Show. You can go watch that on archives right now, or I'll see you on my website or at Facebook. I'm Summer McStravick, and this has been Flow Dreaming. All right, that wraps up our episode today. But before you go, two things. One, you can get the Flow Dreaming app in the Google, Amazon, or iTunes app stores. It allows you to search and sort, to mark your favorite episodes. It's completely free to download. And it gives you access to the latest several dozen of these episodes, as well as to the premium episode library, where there are more than 400 episodes that date back 10 years. The app's free, so go download it now at Flow Dreaming in the App Store on your mobile device. And last, if you love my show, I'm going to give a shout out to my mom's podcast. It's called The Dear Venus Show, and she's an amazing